I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute. The Supreme Court is going to allow President Trump's ban on transgender members of the military to take effect while lawsuits play out. Tomorrow is the day all air travelers must have driver's licenses that are real ID compliant. But Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem talked about people who don't have real ID.
Folks will come through the line. And they will issue their ID and show it. If it's not compliant, they may be diverted to a different line, have an extra step, but people will be allowed to fly.
Noem told the congressional panel 81% of travelers already have IDs that comply with the real ID requirements. College student Renelle Leggett is waiting to get her real ID license.
I don't think it's going to make much of a difference, if I'm being honest. It's only a star added to the ID I already had. It's the same picture, the same information. I don't think it's making much of a positive impact.
Starting tomorrow, security checkpoints will also be accepting passports and tribal identification. I'm Ed Donahue.